Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, okay? And I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, now, am I speaking with Jeremy F?
Jeremy F, yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right, sir, and just so, does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we do not.
Okay, are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
so
I got a question along with, go ahead,
I got a question for you first. Yeah. So who do you represent?
Don't represent anybody. This is just a survey, sir, and it's a very short survey. Okay, we don't go with either side.
Somebody's paying you to do this. Somebody's paying you
okay,
to do this.
And it's the company is called Metro Research. Okay, it's a private company, sir.
And so they want this information for some reason. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in May 21st primary election for Congress? Would that be a definite will vote? Probably vote 50-50 or will not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
I am 52.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American
white.
Indian?
White.
Okay, white. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Okay, the first one will be Jamie McLeod Skinner.
I have no opinion.
Okay, no opinion. All right, and the other one is Janelle Bynum.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Would that be Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
I don't know yet. I haven't seen the voters pamphlet yet.
Okay. Even though you say you're undecided, okay, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards at this time? Would that be Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle Bynum?
I can't say. I'm not leaning either way.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Jamie Bynum? Would that be yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right, sir. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, like a bachelor's degree? Okay. Some college. All right. All right, sir. Are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate,
all right. All right, so how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Yeah.
All right, sir. With this, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great day. Appreciate your help.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.